Donald Trump made it clear the United States foreign policy would change. On Friday, the White House unveiled its new national security strategy. For decades, the U.S. was the hub in the wheel of international security and trade. The new strategy says the days of the U.S. propping up the entire world order like Atlas are over. That the affairs of other countries are U.S. concerns only if their activities directly threaten American interests. And the U.S. will enforce the Monroe Doctrine to restore its preeminence in the Western Hemisphere.
A really popular line of argumentation is that the administration wants to go back to a more 19th century style of diplomacy with spheres of influence.
President James Monroe's 1823 policy is receiving an update, focusing on immigration and alleged narco-terrorism.
L'unité entre les Américains.
French President Emmanuel Macron says unity between the U.S. and Europe on Ukraine is essential. A day earlier, a German publication leaked a transcript of a call where Macron told Germany's chancellor the U.S. could betray Ukraine. Macron denied saying that. The new U.S. strategy states it wants the Ukraine-Russia war to quickly end.
This document makes it pretty clear that there will be no security guarantees for Ukraine.
NATO watcher Andreas Kosakamp says the new strategy puts allies at risk.
They're much more likely to get involved in conflict because competitive powers are going to take advantage.
It looks like allies will have to adapt. Aware the U.S. focus on security could invite more instability.